You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and joined with me is Dom Betts, my little football friend. Dom, you weren't on with me when I did a podcast about Liverpool versus Manchester United, the all-time 11. It was when me and Joe did our Manchester United, Liverpool, all-time 11. What positions will they play? Who's getting in? Who's out? Dom, the Ballon d'Or shortlist has been released. 30 players from around Europe, all vying to win the Ballon d'Or. The BBC Sport, they've cottoned on to this, Dom. They have asked us to make a team from the Ballon d'Or shortlist. The team of the year, the European team of the year. Dom, I set us both the challenge, obviously, to recreate our team of the year from all the Ballon d'Or nominees. Firstly, actually, before we get on to our teams, who's going to win it this year? Who's getting the Ballon d'Or?
Luis Suarez.
No way!
I'll give it to Suarez, 100%.
Okay, I don't want to disagree too much. Suarez is an unbelievable player. Golden Boot last year. Got Barcelona the double.
Got around 15, 20 assists as well in the process.
But what I would say is, since basically Messi and Ronaldo have been alive, even when Bayern Munich won the European Cup, Messi still won it. This year, it's going to be Ronaldo, isn't it? It's got to be Ronaldo. He's won the Euros, he's won the Champions League, the two biggest tournaments.
I still think Suarez deserves to win it. I really do.
My theory is he won't.
He may not win it, but who do I think is going to win it? I think Suarez is going to win it.
That's not logical, though.
Just because your name is Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi doesn't mean you two are the only people who should be allowed to win the Ballon d'Or.
If your name is Cristiano Ronaldo and next to the name it says Champions League winner and European Championship winner, then that means he's going to win the Ballon d'Or, doesn't it?
I don't know. Like, for the amount of goals that Suarez scored and the amount of assists he got, I think he deserves it.
Is Suarez a better player than Ronaldo at the moment?
You're comparing a left wing to a striker.
I'm just asking a player for player. I asked you to compare Tony Pulis and Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, they're both managers though, aren't they? Both defensive managers. So I would rather have in my team Luis Suarez.
No. Would ya?
There's something I love about Suarez and I don't know what it is. He's got a bite about him. Excuse the pun.
Shut up. Too easy, mate. Too easy. I just like Ronaldo's want to score goals. He's obsessed with scoring goals. His record at Real Madrid, he's coming on to nearing 400 games. He's got about 400 goals. He's got a better goals to game ratio for that many games he's played. I just think you can't turn your nose up at that. I think he'll win the Ballon d'Or.
I don't think Messi or Neymar have a chance.
Right.
I honestly think it is between Suarez and Ronaldo.
You think it's going to be Suarez 1?
Ronaldo 2, Messi 3rd.
Okay. All right, that's cool. Hey, Dom, we're all allowed our opinions, aren't we? And I'm certainly going to give some strange ones in the next 10 minutes. So shall we move on to our teams?
Move on to our teams.
Dom, in goal, you had a choice of
Lloris,
Buffon, Neuer, or Rui Patricio. Who have you gone for?
Manuel Neuer.
Already we disagree. Get away from my team, stop looking
at
it.
Why does it matter? You've already written it down.
Stop looking at the team. Guess who I've gone for?
Patricio.
Yes.
Is it just because he won the Euros?
Yeah, it is. It is, and because in the Euros, there was endless amounts of games for Portugal where it went to penalties or extra time, and he kept them in it. Him and his defence kept them in that tournament the whole way. Clean sheet in the final, saves in the final. I just thought Bayern Munich win the league every single year. This year, it should go to the keeper who won the Euros.
Messi or Ronaldo win the Ballon d'Or every year. This year, it should go to Luis Suarez.
But he didn't win the Euros.
I understand where you're coming from.
Okay.
With Rui Patricio, but I don't think you can...
Are you just going on, he's the best player in that position, Manuel Neuer?
Yes, but also, yes, Patricio played well in the Euros. There's no arguing about that. But he played all this season in the Portuguese league for Sporting Lisbon.
Yeah.
Or Sporting CP. I know they don't like being called Sporting Lisbon. But I think you've got to look at the whole season, how well he's played in what league and what competitions, how far he got and stuff.
Well, you're going to hate my team.
because okay, yeah, Neuer, and they got to the semi-finals of the Champions League.
Yeah.
And he probably got loads of clean sheets last season. So I think throughout the whole season, I'm just going to go with Manuel Neuer. It may be changing my opinion because he's obviously the best goalkeeper in the world, and I'm not looking at, oh, maybe he wasn't the best goalkeeper overall for the whole season. You could argue Lloris, because of how good Spurs' defence was last season.
I think to get in the team, though, do you not think players have to win things?
Yeah, Manu and I won the Bundesliga.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about the whole team. The teams we're picking, the whole of them. I think you've got to win things.
Okay, you got to win things. That's the point. But it's all about, it's the best player and how well they've played over the season.
Okay, if you say it's all about winning things, let's move on to a defence.
Yeah, but
what are you playing in the defence?
Three.
Three at the back. I'm going for three.
Well, there was only three defenders nominated.
That's a strange thing, isn't it? There was only three defenders to choose from. Whoever's making this list, you know who's getting in the defence, don't you? Unless they do some weird stuff. Griezmann at left back or something, but I don't think they will. So you've got the same three defenders as me. Who are they?
Godin, Pepe and Ramos.
Why isn't Gerard Piqué in the shortlist? What has he done?
Maybe not in the scene, but even on the shortlist, like, there's way too many attackers. Because basically, I know it's a 30 man shortlist, so you really should have, I don't know, like, at least two players for every position, maybe.
You should have six defenders. Surely you've at least six defenders.
Okay, yeah, maybe
to choose
at least
from.
Six defenders, yeah. I don't understand only picking three. Like, maybe.
It's because they know they're not going to win.
Yeah.
It's just I think Philip Lahm said it's just a competition of who's the best attacker.
It is.
It's not.
It honestly is.
I remember a few years ago, Fabio Cannavaro, he went after Italy won the World Cup, and I don't think any player other than a striker has won it since. Dom. So we know we've both gone three at the back, Pepe, Godin, Ramos. We probably would have both chosen Piqué if he was nominated.
No.
I think Godin's better than Piqué, but Godin didn't win the Champions League and didn't win La Liga.
But Godin's the best defender in world football.
I just thought it was done on all what you've won that season.
I think it should be done on how you perform. The amount of clean sheets.
Yeah.
That Atletico Madrid got last season, and the beginning of this season is frankly ridiculous.
Okay. All right, no, all right.
Yes, you should be winning things, but to be in the team of the year, if you're in the team of the year at the end of a Premier League season, you pick the players who've played the best.
Yeah, all right. Okay, we're moving to midfield. What have you got? What's your formation?
I've got a 3-4-3.
A 3-4-3, interesting.
They're
very not Antonio Conte.
They ain't wing-backs, mate.
They ain't wing-backs.
No, they're just full-on attackers, mate.
Okay.
On the out-wide positions, I've got Messi and Bale.
Oh!
And in the centre,
go on. Why Bale over? Who else is in there?
You could have had the likes of Dimitri Payet. You could have Riyad Mahrez.
Yeah, Diabala, Juventus, De Bruyne.
I could have had Kevin De Bruyne outside.
Why Bale?
He did well in his first season, right? But he improved so much as a player last season. He was an asset to that Real Madrid side that won the Champions League.
He was probably the best player in the final.
100%, yeah. 100%.
So much better than Ronaldo in the final. Some of the runs Bale was going on. And let's talk about his Euros. What a performance. With England, we talk about players can't take the responsibility of the expectation of the country. Gareth Bale was the icon for Wales. He proved what a player he was at the Euros, didn't he?
Yeah, sort of helped the other players, like your Ramses, like your Ashley Williams. He took the weight off their shoulders so they could play.
Mm.
Took the weight on his shoulders.
Yeah. He did every media appearance.
And he performed.
Yeah.
He performed to the highest level in that Euros.
Fantastic player. So you've got Messi where? Right side.
Yeah, on the right side. Yeah.
Okay, in the middle.
Koke from Atletico Madrid.
Interesting. Didn't win anything last year. And played for Spain, the Euros, who didn't do very well. Why is Koke in?
Whenever I watch Atletico Madrid, he is so pivotal to that side. He's unbelievable.
He can do everything for me. He can attack.
He could play holding. He could play number 8. He could play number 10.
Yeah, he can play wide.
He can play wide. It's unbelievable. I mean, I picked him because the player I wanted to pick wasn't there. And that was Sergio Busquets. Just because he's a holding midfielder.
But I'm not surprised Busquets not nominated.
I know. I think Busquets, in his position, there is no one better in the world.
Right.
So I would have obviously liked to have a holding midfielder. I would have played Busquets. But obviously Koke, I've just been so impressed with him. I know he's not won stuff, and maybe your team's based on more people who've won things. But I'm just so impressed with Koke every time I see him. And I think I had to have at least two Atletico Madrid players in this team. I know they didn't win, but they got to another Champions League final under Simeone. They don't spend that much money. We don't have these superstar players. They just play so well as a unit and as a team. And that's why I went with Koke and Modric in centre midfield.
Well, I'm going for an all-La Liga midfield. I'm playing a very Pep Guardiola modern 3-3-3-1. So my three in front of my back three are Luka Modric. When he's not in that Real Madrid team, they don't tick the same. They do not play the same. He's out injured at the moment. The balance isn't there. He's a fantastic player. He puts in great crosses. He puts in brilliant passes. He just lifts the level of all the players around him. I just like that he just doesn't look like a superstar Real Madrid player. I think that's the reason I like him a lot. In the middle, Toni Kroos, since he's come into Real Madrid, perfect player. Great crossing ability. Very similar to Modric. Maybe not got the dribbling, the ducking and diving, but European Cup, mate. Won the Champions League last year. Was fantastic for them. On the other side, I know he's getting a bit older, Dom, and he's been nominated a lot for the Ballon d'Or in the past. But Iniesta.
Yeah, I thought about putting Iniesta in.
Double winner at Barcelona. They've brought in this season Denis Suarez and Arda Turan.
Gomez.
The story after they bring all these players in, Turan the previous season, as I've said, is they're here to replace Iniesta. And every time, when the first 11 plays of Barcelona, Iniesta will always play in that midfield until he doesn't want to anymore because he's that good. No one I've seen in midfield has been as good as Iniesta. I don't think Modric can reach the level of Iniesta.
I don't think anyone can reach the levels of Iniesta.
A few years ago, when Barcelona were winning absolutely everything, they're still winning a lot, but under Pep, who did you prefer? Was it Xavi or Iniesta?
I was more of a Xavi fan.
Really? Why? Why was that?
It wasn't just because Iniesta got more praise because he played further forward. It was just something about the way Xavi played the game. Whenever he had the ball, it seemed like he was in his own world. He'd see a player's run before they were born.
I do know what you mean. He was just like ticking. Ball, into feet, pass. Ball, into feet, pass. He's seen the ball. He's seen the pass. Already before the ball's even come. How many times did I say ball then? Multiple times. Well, Xavi passes the ball more than I just said ball in about 1 minute. But I liked Iniesta because he was just good with his body.
My favourite thing that Iniesta's ever done in his career, that last minute goal at Stamford Bridge. Greatest thing of all time.
He says that you can just see with Iniesta, he's a really natural footballer. Chelsea game, semi-final. He says ball came to him, couldn't even remember what he did. He says footballers are like machines, that they've practiced so much that when it gets to that point where it's like, I need to rely on my technique, he couldn't even remember doing it. He just said it was like a computer just going, searching something. I need to search, chest, goal, volley. World Cup final, Iniesta.
Against Holland.
The ball comes to him. And he said he couldn't even remember doing it. It's all natural. I just find that so beautiful. Whenever a football gets rolled to me, the fear that comes through my head, Dom, I am not like a computer. I am not machined. I'm not ready for this ball. I'm scared that something bad's going to happen. What he's saying there is just a football coming to him is the most natural thing in the world. He already knows what he's going to do with it. He is programmed to do it. I just find that beautiful. Do you? You look like you're in a world of your own thinking about Iniesta.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, he is undoubtedly one of the greatest midfielders of the 21st century.
But not in Don Betts' team.
I just wanted to have a more defensive-minded player in Koke. I was thinking, because Bale and Messi, they ain't tracking back, mate. They ain't tracking back. If I could, I would have Busquets and Koke both sitting deep.
This virtual team, which is never going to play, Dom's thinking, oh, I really want some defensive in there. I like that. So, move forward. You've got
a front three.
Four in midfield. Front three. Who are they?
Ronaldo, Suarez.
Wow. And Messi on behind them. And Gareth Bale behind them. Dom, that's pretty sexy.
Yeah. I think that team would do well.
Do you think they'd do well?
I mean,
what do you think? League Cup or would they reach the playoffs in the Championship?
I'm thinking Johnson's Paint Trophy or EFL Trophy, whatever it's called now.
Whatever it's called.
FA Vars, you know. Those big comps.
Why can we not get rid of financial fair play and just City's owner just buy all these players?
Because then it would make the Premier League so boring, but so good at the same time.
At the end of the season, we play all these rubbish pre-season friendlies between, like, they call it, like, the Champions Cup.
Emirates Cup.
Yeah, the Emirates Cup. Why don't these lads just get together and be like, everyone wants to see us all play together. I want to see Ronaldo and Messi on the same team. I do. And I think at some point in a charity match, you know they all do that, David Beckham will do a charity match. In 20 years, we're going to see Messi and Ronaldo on the same pitch. Why can't we not see it now?
In their prime.
We're having fairy tale World Cups in Qatar. Can I not just have a fairy tale
charity
like 11?
Match.
Please. I don't think we're going to get it. So Neymar over, let's say, Griezmann. Why?
Yeah, I wanted to choose Griezmann so badly. But then I looked at stats.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And Neymar scored more goals. So I thought, put Neymar in.
It was a fair assessment, mate.
But then Griezmann's Euros was like, he was so good in the Euros.
But wasn't Neymar brilliant in the Olympics?
Exactly. And I mean,
which doesn't mean anything, but
I mean, I loved Griezmann doing well because I put a bet on him, top goal scorer before the tournament started.
How much did you get off that?
I think it was 8-1.
And how much did you put on?
£5.
Ooh, 40 quid. Pounds.
Please gamble responsibly.
Oh, it's amazing front three. Amazing front three.
So you've got a 3 and then a 1.
A 3 and then a 1. I'm going to say the two that you're already expecting. Ronaldo on the left. I thought he had a brilliant season. I don't think he's that player anymore where he's going to dribble past people, where he can take people on. Now he's more of a goal scorer, a poacher.
He showed that in the Euros.
He did, didn't he?
But Nani and Quaresma were the ones doing the running on the outside. Yeah. He was there in the middle to score the goals.
I just think we just need to have more respect for that man. More respect. He was getting booed by the Madrid fans. He's done so much to our game. If it wasn't for Ronaldo, there'd be no talk about Messi being the best player of all time. We'd be mind blown about Messi. But we're so lucky to have two players that are so close to each other in technical ability, in goal scoring ability, who play for rival teams. They have pushed football forward so much more than any other player. So much more. In America, in Asia, it's Messi and Ronaldo. These guys are bloody gods to a lot of people. They're gods of football. And Ronaldo deserves so much respect. I was upset when he got that injury in the final. I know a lot of people said, well, it's like the boy who cried wolf. The amount of times he's faked injuries in his career, he deserves a big one. I don't think he deserved it, did he?
He didn't deserve it.
Oh, please be nice.
No, he didn't deserve it. Obviously, no one deserves to get injured. Unless you're a Chelsea player, obviously. But I thought...
Be nice.
Because Portugal, right, when they play, they do sort of focus it around Ronaldo. And I thought...
That's fine for me.
When he came off, it inspired them.
Okay, yeah.
To play better as a team and win it for him.
You were nice then. Thank you.
I tried to word it in the nicest way possible.
In the middle of my three behind my one, Lionel Messi. Just fantastic. He's kind of... I've got him in number 10, but I should have him on the right-hand side, but I'll explain more in a minute. He's found a new position in that Barcelona squad. He's the playmaker. He kind of is the Xavi, he's Iniesta, he's Messi all at the same time. He's the goal scorer, he's the creator.
But then all three in Messi, Neymar, Suarez are. They all score and create for each other.
That's true.
But I mean, I know what you mean with Messi becoming more of a number 10.
He's developing
now.
His game, isn't he?
Yeah, because he knows he's getting older.
He's a 6, 8, 9 and 10, isn't he?
Nine and
really?
A half.
What a player.
9.5, our favourite position.
There's nothing I can say about Messi that hasn't been said before. Unless I say something horrible about him, and that's never been said before. So, do you want to know my final two?
I bet I can guess.
Don't guess, yeah, I'm going to say it. No other team I can remember in my life has done anything like what Leicester City did last year. I expect Cristiano Ronaldo to perform the way he does for Real Madrid. I expect Zlatan to perform the way he does for Paris Saint-Germain. I could list every other player. What I didn't expect last year was two players who were playing in a side that were so close to being relegated the previous season. Riyad Mahrez and Jamie Vardy. What they did is they were the star men in the greatest miracle I've ever seen. I've seen Iniesta playing, being picked in these teams before. I've seen Ramos be picked in these teams before. I've seen Suarez. I've already said Suarez. I've seen Messi. I've seen Neymar. You know who I've not seen? Riyad Mahrez and Jamie Vardy. And I don't think you'll ever see it again. They deserve to be in that team of the year because it'll never happen again. No one had a clue who Riyad Mahrez was before he went to Leicester. No one had a clue who Jamie Vardy was. All them players in the list, they've been waiting to be world stars their whole life. These boys haven't, and that's why I think they deserve to be in the team. You loved Leicester last year, didn't you?
It was unbelievable. Amazing. And it's amazing that a team like Leicester can even have the possibility of being named in the World Team of the Year.
If I could, I would have gone Kasper Schmeichel, Danny Simpson, Wes Morgan, Robert Hoof, and the rest of the team. If I could, Dom, I honestly would have. But BBC Sport wouldn't let me, and neither would Sepp Blatter or whoever's in charge now. It was just a miracle, wasn't it?
But I do think there is an argument to be made, like you said, that maybe they weren't the best players in Europe last season. But collectively as a team, they were the probably most exciting team to watch, to be perfectly frankly.
I've never felt like that.
And then Suarez, he's got another 5 years at the top.
Yeah. Do these boys
Neymar's got another 10 years at the top.
Yeah, these boys, we're not sure. And that's why I just want them to get all the praise they can get.
Vardy for Ballon d'Or.
Arise, Sir Jamie of Vardy. I love you, Jamie Vardy. You should win the Ballon d'Or. Forget about my team, because it is a little bit silly. I know I'm being a bit silly, but it's silly that Leicester won the league, so I can be as silly as I want because they provide the stupidity. We've been going on for way too long.
It's like the longest podcast in ages.
I think they've already announced that Messi won the Ballon d'Or before this podcast finishes. Thank you for doing it, mate.
No worries.
Really good team, but it's hard not to make a good
team.
It's
hard with the Ballon d'Or, and it's because there's not as many defenders, so there's more attackers.
Yeah.
So who do I put in?
You've done well, though. You've done well. That was Don Betts, as I've said. I've been Alex Mearns. You've been listening to The Football Hour. As I keep saying, if you listen on iTunes or if you listen on a computer, get out your phone, go onto your podcast app, search The Football Hour, and then press subscribe, because all these podcasts will go directly to you. Thank you so much for once again listening. This has been the Ballon d'Or Team of the Year.
We are now available on iTunes. Just search The Football Hour on the iTunes store and subscribe to receive all our latest podcasts straight away.